episode 3349, Strengthen Your Core Without Hitting the Floor.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous holy week, and I hope you're actually being able to spend some time on your health. You know your body is the temple of God, and so we've got to take care of it. Don't take it for granted. It's time to strengthen your core without hitting the floor. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSED newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. Well, as you know, Create Your Now, we've got so much happening right now. We're going to have some new things on the website. Yes, we're going to bring the TV show to the website. You've been asking for it. And we're actually opening up something where you can help serve too at Create Your Now. More to come on that. Plus, if you want to get connected and you really don't want to be on social media, we've got a surprise right around the corner. In fact, I'm meeting with our people today. And so hopefully in the next few weeks, I'll do it that way. We will be able to announce that and also open up AIM. Well, without further ado, let's dive in, because I know you have a lot happening this season, a lot on your plate. And I really think that we tend to forget the importance of our core strength. Are you ready to sculpt a stronger core just in time for summer and for the rest of your life, right? Without resorting to those traditional floor exercises, it's about time we explore new and innovative ways to strengthen your core without hitting the floor. Because as you know, a strong core benefits your overall health and wellness. You've heard about the importance of core muscles for a toned physique, right? We all want the washboard abs. Okay, well, it's just not about washboard abs. It truly is about being strong within yourself. So like if you want to lift your grandbabies, or if you want to, you know, lift even a gallon of milk. I mean, seriously, you've got to have that strong core. But a lot of us do not understand that our strong core also improves our posture. Yeah, you actually get to stand taller. It decreases the risk of back pain. How many times have you walked up and you're like, oh, how my back hurts? Yeah, you know those feelings. It even helps to prevent injuries, believe it or not, and it helps to enhance your balance and stability. We all need to be strong, and it starts with our core. So I think it's really time to rethink our approach to core workouts and discover effective exercises that really don't require hitting the floor. Are you ready? Well, you might as well rise. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Rise, R-I-S-E. You have got to rise to the notion that you need to do the work to gain a strong core that will help you in everything you do. Absolutely everything. As I mentioned before, right, your body matters. And if you're one who celebrates Holy Week, you know that your body is the temple of God. Don't take for granted what your body can do for you. Do something for your body so you can do what you were created to do. So what are some alternative exercises? What are some ways that you can truly strengthen your core? Now, let me tell you a really quick secret here. When I was much younger, and actually I do it now just because I've created a habit, but when I stop at stoplights, and not stop signs, because stop signs, it goes too fast, but a stoplight, guess what I do? Oh yeah, you better believe I tighten up, I zip up my abs. And when I say zip up my abs, I want you to think of going all the way down from your pubic bone all the way up to just underneath your ribs. Zip it all up. I mean, you are so tight, and you pull it in like I'm doing right now, which is probably changing my voice just a little bit, because I want you to hear what happens when you really focus and when you really, 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 I mean, it's like, oh gosh, yeah, I don't even have any weights, but I am feeling the tension. Okay, you hold it the whole time you're sitting there at a red light. Let me tell you, you'll be excited when it turns green, and not because you just get to go. But we'll leave that for another episode, because you know, I know what it's like to have that heavy foot to the pedal and the metal. Yes, we all have that. But you've got to be strong. And so just something little like that can change your life. It's little, but that consistent habit helps you. And that's what I do. I've been doing it for decades now. So that's just my little bonus thing. But let's look at RISE and what it does for your body. Number one are resistant band trainings. You've got to have some resistant band workouts in your everyday activity. And it doesn't have to be crazy. I'm not saying that you got to go join a gym and pay the membership and all that. This you can do within your own home. And you can truly create this workout routine that effectively targets your core muscles while what? Standing. You don't have to get on that floor. You don't have to have your back hit the mat. So research from the Journal of Human Kinetics indicates that resistant band exercises not only engage core muscles, but also improves your muscular strength and endurance without the need for floor exercises. Okay. All right. It's like, sign me up, right? If I don't have to get on the floor and I can sit here and do some, you know, twist, you can have, and you can get on Amazon. No, Amazon is not a sponsor of this episode, but maybe they should be. But you can have those resistant bands. They're kind of in a loop or a circle, right? And you could hook them on, and all you have to do is stand, and you can actually do marching exercises. Now, don't get one that's like a 35-pound or 45-pound, the resistance. You don't want it so tight that you can't bring up your leg, right? Do it slow and steady wins the race. So don't sit here and say, oh, I can definitely handle this. No, you cannot. Start small. And if it feels too easy, then increase your reps. That's the key here. You do not want to hurt yourself. Did you hear me loud and clear? You do not want to hurt yourself, because if you do, it's a setback. And yes, you can come back from a setback, but that means you may not meet your summer goals. So resistant band workouts. Number two, intentional bodyweight resistance training. Have you noticed here a lot of resistance? Why? Well, we resist wanting to train and exercise. So we've got to use resistance in order to build that strength up. And really, truly, that's what resistance does, right? It builds a resilience within us. It strengthens our muscles. And the only way we can strengthen our muscles is if we tear them down. So perform bodyweight exercises like planks, mountain climbers, or standing leg raises. Doing those forms of exercises effectively engage your core muscles without the need to lay on the floor. Now, you're probably like, but I'm on the floor. My hands are touching the floor. Yes, you're correct. But let me tell you this. Did you know you can do a plank standing up? Yeah, just lean slightly against a wall. Mountain climbers, same thing. So if you're like, gosh, Christiane, I really can't get on the floor. Great, use a wall. And the more of an angle you create, the harder it's going to be. Okay. Now, if you have, you know, shoulder issues, another reason why you don't want to be on the floor, right? So do it standing up. A study published in the Journal of Strength and Conditioning Research reveals that bodyweight exercises can enhance core stability and strength, promoting functional fitness and overall health. So you can do this, intentional bodyweight resistance training. Number three, stability ball movements. Oh yeah, who doesn't love a ball? Utilizing that stability ball can provide an unstable surface, right? Which means what? You're going to engage your core muscles to work harder to maintain balance and stability. If you just want to have fun on a ball, do it. If you're sitting at a desk all the time, change your chair out for a big exercise ball. I'm serious. Do it. It is worth it. Research shows from the International Journal of Sports Physical Therapy shows that incorporating stability ball exercises can help activate core muscles and improve core stability, making it a great alternative to traditional floor exercises. So get out that stability ball, or if you don't have one, guess what? Go to the thrift store. Go to a garage sale. I promise you, there are people who are always selling stability balls. Or you know what? Yeah, I'm not here to promote Facebook, but you do have the marketplaces around. And finally, number four, engage and reach. This exercise involves standing upright and engaging your core muscles while reaching your arms overhead or side to side. You know, I was just having a conversation with our youngest. Remember, I have five. And he was like, Mom, you know, it's amazing. You don't ever look like you're short, but I know you are short. And I am. I am barely 5'3", okay? But I am 5'3". But I stand a lot taller. A lot of people don't know I'm not as tall as what I appear because of how I stand and how I hold my body. It's about posture. It's about engaging my core muscles and reaching my arms up and overhead. Okay. Yes. It's about going, okay, I can reach over here. I can reach over there and really stretching out my core by maintaining proper posture and engaging your core. You can effectively work on strengthening your abdominal muscles without the need to lay down on the floor. You know, building a strong core doesn't have to be a pain on the floor. Like, you know what I'm talking about? A pain in the neck? Well, a pain on the floor. Embrace innovative exercises that can help you achieve a toned midsection without ever needing a mat. And when you incorporate these alternative methods to strengthen your core, you, my friend, you can achieve a toned midsection and reap the benefits of improved posture, reduced back pain, enhanced stability, and injury prevention. Say goodbye to the conventional sit-ups and crunches. Yeah, who likes those? Yeah, it's no more PE exercises for you or me, and welcome a new era of core strengthening without hitting the floor. Go in peace, my friend. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.